I had a dream about your sister.
Shouldn't she be sleeping in a coffin somewhere anyway? Probably with a wooden stake shoved in.
I'm really, really hungry. Do you maybe have something?
Could you smell it all the way from LA?
It's always a bit weird with family.
You're looking awfully pale there, Dr. Caligari.
Is that the really good stuff?
Precisely.
Okay, here's the deal. Jim Jarmusch tries his hand at a modern vampire drama in Only Lovers Left Alive, and the result is exactly what you'd expect from a Jim Jarmusch vampire movie. The story follows a vampire couple who live most of their lives on other sides of the planet. Facing a world in which the human population has tainted their blood so much it makes feeding dangerous, the couple occasionally gets together to rekindle their relationship over fresh, clean blood. However, a visit by an out-of-control family member causes tension and unneeded attention. More in line with Anne Rice's emotionally morose vampires than the current Twilight state of things, Only Lovers Left Alive gives an alternative to the modern vampire romance. It's a slow and deliberate film that spends time getting to know the characters. Though not the most exciting movie I've seen, it's an interesting one, and while it's not quite a horror movie, it has some fun playing in horror's backyard. Only Lovers Left Alive gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.